Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 54 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study today of the prophet Joel, and today's devotion is titled, A Promise of the Lord's Response. The late Billy Graham once wrote, "The wonderful news is that our Lord is a God of mercy, and He responds to repentance." Today's text comes from Joel chapter 2, verses 18 through 32. "Then the Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on His people. The Lord answered and said to His people, 'Behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove the northerner far from you and drive him into a parched and desolate land, his vanguard into the eastern sea and his rear guard into the western sea. The stench and foul smell of him will rise, for he has done great things. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and vine give their full yield. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls." The latter half of Joel chapter 2 has caused some confusion among students of God's Word. Some scholars interpret this section of Scripture as Judah's repentance and God's immediate response. However, other theologians believe these verses promise God's future response. The most prominent position is the latter, as explained by Lloyd Ogilvie. The book of Joel divides into two halves at this point. In chapter 1, verse 2 through chapter 2, verse 17, the burden has been to communicate the significance of the present and future distress of the day of the Lord, and to call the people to repentance and prayer. From chapter 2, verse 18 to the end of the book, we find promises of prosperity and restoration for God's people and judgment upon their enemies. We might suppose that the assembly for which Joel called has occurred, and that the promises are addressed to the people who have returned to the Lord and prayed as Joel directed. Joel chapter 2, verses 18 through 27, has been characterized as an oracle of assurance, a promise that the petition offered has been heard and will be answered. The pattern of assurance after petition is found in a number of lament psalms, for example, Psalm chapter 60 and Psalm chapter 85. It also fits the pattern of restoration promises in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 29 through 31, and also Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 10, and in other prophetic books where disaster is announced, and then restoration is promised beyond the disaster, along with judgment on enemy nations. You can see Jeremiah chapters 30 through 33, and also chapters 46 through 51. Joel chapter 2, verses 18 through 27, contain primarily promises of restoring the agricultural and economic prosperity of the land after the severe locust plague and drought described in chapter 1. As in other prophetic books, many of the promises here appear in the perfect or completed tense, sometimes called the prophetic perfect in these contexts. This lends further assurance to the promises. While these verses explain God's future blessing, God's present love and compassion for Israel are evident. This truth is expressed in two ways in verse 18. First, God was jealous for his land. The Hebrew word for jealous found here means an intense, energetic state of mind urging towards action. God is a passionate God who does not passively sit by while his love is rejected. The Lord loves to such a divine degree that he is righteously jealous when his people love disobedience more than they seek him. The Lord also had pity on his people. That's from verse 18. The Old Testament word for pity means being moved with such compassion that it causes pain in your inner organs. Scripture often uses this word to describe a refrain from executing judgment or destruction by demonstrating mercy instead. This term can also imply a sense of reluctance to destroy or harm, often due to compassion or a sense of value for the object or person in question. One can only imagine how the sins of God's people burden his heart. When you love someone deeply, it grieves your heart to know they are hurting. Thus, the Lord is sincerely sensitive to our pleas because he cares for us deeply. God's jealousy and pity urge him to restore the land, trees, and vineyards. There will be early and late rain again, and the effects of the terrible fourfold locust plague described in Joel chapter 1 will be restored. But notice something that will occur on a much deeper level. The reason God sent the devastation, the lack of true commitment to the service of God in the temple of Jerusalem, will be restored as well. God will send an outpouring of his Spirit to heal Judah and Jerusalem. The Spirit will be poured out on all of God's people, making them fully aware of his great love, incredible power, and restoring plans. Some questions to consider. What does God's jealousy mean for his people? How does the following scripture support your answer? From Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. How does God's pity speak to the depth of his passion? And finally, how does God's specific blessing promised in these verses describe both his power and love? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.